and 4VWA, KB2H access.
And 4VWA.
It's me, Dave. Hi, Dave, KB2HX. Maybe I said it too fast. Let me say it a little slower. KB2HXS.
K-Show. At risk. Never mind. Well, I'm doing easily better, and I'm out here in front of that big old church. And I'm about, well, I don't know how long this stupid light's going to last. I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. So, I won't be out here but a minute. So, where are you off to?
We just got to move on around and do our watch repair guy down here on Rutherford Road, south of Pleasantburg. We had a few watches cleaned up and repaired. And then just got a little bit of running around to do. Got to get some ink for the printer, and I got to pop into either Lowe's or Home Depot for a couple things, and then we'll head back to the house.
Have you noticed how much Lowe's has been going downhill?
Really, I mean, I don't go into Lowe's all that often. I prefer Home Depot.
I wouldn't even go at Home Depot a few years ago before the COVID. But now, Lowe's has gone downhill so bad, it's unreal.
I don't go in often enough to really notice that kind of thing, but what have you noticed about it? What's going downhill about it?
Shelves are never always fully stocked. You got to run around there and try to find somebody for 5 minutes, just like at Home Depot, to try to tell them, hey, get your ladder, go up there. I see the product number right up there on that top rack shelf. It's not on to where a customer can get it. That kind of stuff all the time. And Lowe's is going away from registers. All they got is those little self-checkout things now.
Fan of the self-checkouts. Well, what I did notice just recently, Lowe's installed these big gates down the aisle where you buy wire, you know, the copper wire, Romex and whatnot, because they've had a lot of theft. You can open the gate up for you.
That's not the case in Greer, is it? I haven't seen that in Greer.
Oh, yeah, it is. Go down the copper wire aisle. You'll notice it.
Behind steel mesh in the shelves, right?
What's that?
It's behind steel mesh in the shelves, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they've done that for quite a while now. And I'm going to tell you something, the cost of copper is just... that is stupid.
That's getting a little crazy. Anyway, Steve, I'm in the Pleasantburg area. I'm losing the machine here, so let me catch up with you a little bit later. Have fun at the train show.
I'll be thinking about you when I find that perfect G-gauge engine, baby.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm clear and gone.
KB2HX has gone.
4PXB.
I'm only on here for about another 90 seconds.
Bye.
What are you doing out loose today?
I have the day off, so I'm going to relax and take a trip up to North Carolina to see my daughter that, you know, has obviously decided to get stressed out and not come down or socialize with anybody.
And check her out, see what's going on, see if you can help her out, man.
That's definitely the plan. Yeah, I understand why she's stressed out. She's 26 years old and working on her degree for teaching, and she's also got 5 kids. And it's like, all I got to say on that one is, damn.
Once she gets her degree, once she, gets things smoothed out, gets the kids up a little bit, it'll smooth out. You know, it's a lot of responsibility at that level. So, anyhow, seasoning and maturity, we've already been through it. Well, look, I got to jump, bud. I'm going in the Easily Trained show. I hope you do well up there with your daughter. And everything works out pretty good. So, paying for VWA 73s. I'm gone.
or enjoy the train show, KO4PXB.